Blog Talk Radio. Caesar. Speak these words out my spirit through the blood of my fingers. Now praise Yah. What do you think?
All the blessings.
Arise, shine, for the light has come. The glory of Yah has risen up on his sons and his daughters. The darkness is uncovered. Pull sheets above lovers were perverted till we burn. So now it's time to return back to Yah, our city, your refuge. The fountains of living waters, the showers weaving righteousness, restores my order and turns the song to a king. A song for my soul to sing that brought me down very low. My garments bright like the wings. Shaddaya, praise be the Most High. That brought me out of insanity, crushed the towers of vanity, you made a man of me. I'm now asking for a key, no longer my arrest. I'm now, y'all.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is, by saying hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Once again, the Creator has allowed us to come before you another day, bringing to you his great, holy, and exalted words, even the words of truth. My name is Moray Ishaya Yisrael, of the House of Israel, located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 1907 Vine Street, bring to you nothing but the truth. And yes, it is true. All we're going to do is tell you the truth. For Yah ordained me to tell you the truth, and this is what I'm going to do. And who is this Yah? Yah is the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, whom you may know as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yah is our King, He's our Judge, He's our Lawgiver, and Yahweh is our only Savior, and not just of Israel. Yah is the Savior of the world. Again, I praise the mighty Yah for allowing us to come before you another day, bringing you His great, holy, and exalted words. Again, all week, we've been bringing to you how Yahweh has proposed, according to the scriptures, how He will save, how He will redeem His people. And there are seven different things that Yahweh, seven different ways that Yahweh showed us that let you know that He will redeem you if you do certain things. The first way that Yahweh let us know, and we brought this to your attention, the first way Yahweh let us know how He will redeem, how He will save even our people from destruction, whether they destroy themselves or rather their enemies are attempting to destroy them, or whether Yahweh has turned against you to destroy you. This is one of the ways that the very first way, the head way, the number one way that Yahweh said He would save. And it's called mercy. And I just want to show you a couple scriptures, how beautiful, how powerful, how strong Yahweh mercy is. All these things we show you, there's a certain type of spirit that you must possess. Because these are spirits that Yahweh sent to do His will. For example, if you look at the book of Proverbs, the 16th chapter, this is what Yahweh said about the very first way, the chief way that He will save, redeem from destruction. In the book of Proverbs, the 16th chapter, we're going to read the 6th verse. And this is what it says: by mercy and truth, iniquity is purged. And here it is. We have, not only we have committed iniquity against the Most High, but we have borne the iniquity of our fathers. So how can we purge ourselves, which means to separate yourself from this great iniquity that we wear every day? And it's by His mercy and truth. And by the fear of Yahweh, men depart from evil. And so we need to learn a little bit more about this mercy so we can understand how to overcome our iniquity. Watch what it says. Talk about Yahweh's mercy, because this is the first thing we brought to you. In the book of Daniel, the 12th chapter, I'm just doing a little recap before we get into the third thing that Yahweh said he will do to save you. In the book, Daniel, the fourth chapter, this is what it says in the 27th verse. This was the advice that was given to Nebuchadnezzar. And watch what it says in the book of Daniel, the fourth chapter, the 27th verse. Now, a wise man will hear this and he will do it. In other words, it says, by mercy and truth, iniquity is purged. Watch what it says in Daniel, the fourth chapter, the 27th verse. Let's see if you're doing this to overcome the iniquity that you bear every day. And this is what it says in the book of Daniel, the fourth chapter, the 27th verse. Therefore, O king, let my counsel be acceptable to you. Watch what this says. Break up your sins by righteousness and iniquities and your iniquities by showing mercy to the poor, if it may be a lengthening of your tranquility. In other words, you mean to tell me all we have to do is show mercy to the poor, show mercy to one another, be truthful to one another, and this will eradicate our iniquity? No wonder this is the number one way that Yahweh say he will save. Because if you concern yourself with eradicating your iniquity and breaking off your sins to righteousness, then that's a good start. That's a great start. That's a good recipe for being saved. And also, in the book of Psalm 18, let us turn there, talking about Yahweh's mercy. How Yahweh, or one of the ways, one of the seven ways that Yahweh say he will do to save you. And one chief way is through his mercy. Watch what it says in the book of Psalm 18. And we're going to start reading the 23rd verse. Watch what it says. I was also upright before him. Talking about David. And I kept myself from my iniquity. And this is something we don't do. Our people today, they don't keep themselves from their iniquity. No, not at all. They flourish, take hold, and execute with fierceness their iniquity. And we're going to teach you what iniquity is, because I know people are not teaching you the differences between a sin, a transgression, or iniquity. And you got to learn what those are, and we're going to teach you. But if you want to know how to get rid of your iniquity because you know it's bad, watch what it says. Therefore has Yahweh recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his eyesight. And watch the 25th verse. With the merciful, you will show yourself merciful. With an upright man, you will show yourself right. With the pure, you will show yourself pure. And with the verse, you will show yourself shrewd. Now, if you had any sense, any wisdom at all, you will show yourself merciful. The scripture says, sow to yourself in righteousness and reap in mercy. And let me show you that so you can see where that is, so you can always be able to reference this thing. Because there's no doubt, I know beyond a shadow of a doubt, it's not even a question in my mind whether you're learning these things or not. Because I know that you're not. And I also may add, these things is coming to you every day. Watch what it says in the book of Hosea, the 10th chapter, the 12th verse. Sow to yourselves in righteousness, as I was saying. Reap in mercy. Break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek Yahweh till he comes and rain righteousness upon you. And watch the 13th verse. You have plowed wickedness, and you have reaped iniquity. You have eaten the fruit of lies because you did trust in your way in the multitude of your mighty men. So we've done the opposite of staying away from our iniquity. No, we got to break away from iniquity. And how do you do that? Just show mercy to the poor. Show mercy to one another. For the mercy that you show, the mercy is what you're going to receive. Then we brought to you the thing, the second way. The second thing order number two of how Yahweh will save, redeem his people from destruction. We brought this all through the scriptures. And just to show you, because for some strange reason, we don't realize how great Yahweh's name is. Watch this in the book of Ezekiel 36. Just want you to see this again. In the book of Ezekiel 36, and watch what it says, starting at the 16th verse. Well, the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, son of man, when the house of Israel dwelt in their own land, they defiled it by their own way, by their own doings. Their way was before me as the uncleanness of a removed woman. Therefore I pour my fury upon them for the blood that they had shed upon the land, and for their idols which they had polluted it. And I scattered them among the heathen where we are today, and they were dispersed through the countries. According to their way and according to their doings, I judged them. And when they entered to the heathen, where they went, they profaned my holy name, which is the second way Yahweh will save. And watch what it says. When they said to them, these are the people of Yahweh, and I'm gone 4 or 5 days laying, you see me frowning? Because that's how it would look, like a wonder, like a sign, like something despicable, abominable. These are the people of Yahweh? And I've gone forth out of his land? That's them right there? Look how they act. Look how they treat each other. Look at what they're eating. Look how they dress. Look how they tatted all up. Look out on their pants hanging down. Look at the pork chops they eating. These are the people of Yahweh and are going forth out of his land. And watch the 21st verse. But I have pity for my holy name, which the house of Israel had profaned among the heathen wherever they went. Therefore, say to the house of Israel, thus says Yahweh, I do not this for your sakes, O house of Israel, but for my holy name's sake, which you have profaned among the heathen wherever you went. And I will sanctify my great name, which was profaned among the heathen, which you have profaned in the midst of them, and the heathen shall know that I am Yahweh, says Yah Elohim, when I shall be sanctified in you before their eyes. And how will he do that? The 24th verse. For I will take you from among the heathen, gather you out of all the countries, and will bring you into your own land. That's what Yahweh will do. That's how Yahweh will save. Not because of you, but for his holy name's sake. Because we still have not came to the great understanding how powerful Yahweh's name is. We think we can call him anything. We think we can act any kind of way. You got many Israelites saying today, we don't even have to keep the law until we get home. How you can? That don't even make sense. When Yahweh gonna judge you, and you gonna go before Yahweh and stand bold and strong and say, yeah, Yahweh, I didn't keep the law, just like you said. Only a fool would say that. Yeah, I didn't keep your laws, commandments, statutes, and judgments. Matter of fact, Yahweh, I didn't even keep your Sabbath day, just like you wanted me to do, not keep the Sabbath. That sounds foolish, don't it? Because it is foolish. Show you how powerful Yahweh name is. Watch this in the book of Exodus 23. In the book of Exodus 23, watch what this says. Talking about the second way Yahweh said he will redeem his people, because he had pity on his holy name's sake. And he's going to sanctify his great name, which his people polluted. Watch what it says in the book of Exodus 23. Behold, I send an angel before you to keep you in the way and to bring you into the place which I have prepared. And watch what it says. 21st verse, beware of him, why Yahweh, and obey his voice, why Yahweh, and provoke him not, for he will not pardon your transgressions. And why won't he do that? For my name is in him. That's why. because you don't realize how great Yahweh name is. So great, once Yahweh put his name on something, his name in something, then they have strict conditions with Yahweh. Strict. Because once Yahweh put his name in you, it's only to bring glory to his holy name. And how can you bring glory to his great and holy name without doing his laws, commandments, statutes, and judgments? In other words, you're not even keeping his word. So why would Yahweh take a man that don't keep his word, don't have no interest in keeping his word, by saying you don't have to keep the law, you don't have to keep the Sabbath, but then want to be saved by his holy name's sake? After saying, I'm not going to keep the law, I'm not even going to keep the Sabbath. Well, you don't have to reward about being saved at that point, because you have willingly despised Yahweh's name. I told you his name was great. Let me show you how great his name is in the book of Exodus 34, since we're in Exodus. Show you how great his name is, and show you why this is the second thing that Yahweh would do to save his people. In the book of Exodus 34, watch what it says. And we're going to start reading 11th verse. Observe you that which I command you this day. Behold, I drive out before you the Amorite, the Canaanite, the Hittite, the Perizzite, the Hivite, and the Jebusite. Take heed to yourself, lest you make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land where you go, and let it be for a snare in the midst of you. And this is exactly what we did. We made a covenant with the inhabitants of the land. It became a snare unto us. But you shall destroy their altars, break their images, cut down their groves, for you shall worship no other Elohim. For Yahweh, whose name is Jealous, is a jealous Elohim. Yahweh's name is Jealous. No wonder he's saved for his name's sake. Because he's so jealous for his name's sake. And since he's so jealous, and since when he put his name in something, they won't pardon at all, like the angel. And let me show you how jealous Yahweh is when it comes to his name, which is the second thing. In the book of Exodus, the 23rd chapter, and watch what it says. This is the law, the 13th verse. And in all things that I said to you, be circumspect. And I've said a lot of things to you. I said a lot of words to you. I gave you a lot of commandments, a lot of statutes, a lot of judgments, a lot of laws and covenants. So I done said a lot to you. And in all things that I've said to you, be circumspect. and made no mention of the name of other Elohims. Neither let it be heard out of your mouth. Why? Because I'm a jealous Elohim. So jealous, I would even save those who fear my name for my holy name's sake. That's how jealous Yahweh is. But now, of course, we're at the third thing that Yahweh would do as a result. What Yahweh would do to redeem and save his people. Because Yahweh wants to save. Yahweh said he don't have pleasure. No pleasure at all in the death of the wicked. So Yahweh is not really interested and delighting in killing no one. That's not his pleasure. That's not his delight. That's not something he loves. But that's something he will do when you despise him. So watch the third thing that Yahweh will do to save you. Watch this in the book of, we're going to start off in the book of Isaiah. Isaiah 42. I want you to see this. And we're talking about the seven ways that Yahweh has proposed to save his people, to redeem his people, according to the scriptures. In the book of Isaiah 42, this is what it says. Who is blind but my servant, or deaf as my messenger that I sent? Who is blind as he that is perfect and blind as Yahweh's servant? Nobody. Nobody is more deaf. Nobody is more blind than Yahweh's servant. There's nobody more deaf as his messenger. Even though they hear perfection. Seeing many things, but you observe not. Opening the ears, but he hears not. And watch the 21st verse, because this is the verse that will kick off this third thing. Yahweh is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. He will magnify the law and make it honorable. In other words, people think it's difficult and hard to know what is righteous, what is right. You don't have to worry about it because Yahweh is so pleased with righteousness, he's going to make the law clear and more honorable to you. This is something he's going to do automatically. Because he is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. Which lets you know Yahweh will save for his righteousness' sake. Because this is how much Yahweh loves righteousness. Here we just got finished dealing with mercy to save you. His holy name to save you. But now, because of his righteousness' sake, which is the third thing that he will use to save his people. He's always looking to show mercy for his mercy's sake. He's always looking to do something for his holy name's sake. But now, what will Yahweh do for his righteousness' sake? In the book of Psalms 143, and I told you seven different ways. But all these things are not free. You got to do something. That's why you must learn them and study them so you'll know exactly how to receive these great blessings. In the book of Psalm 143, the ninth verse. Deliver me, O Yahweh, from my enemies. I flee unto you to hide me. Teach me to do your will, for you are my Elohim. Your spirit is good. Lead me in a land of uprightness. Now watch this 11th verse. Quicken me, O Yahweh, for your name's sake, which we just got in this dealing with. But watch this. For your righteousness' sake, bring my soul out of trouble. Because when you in trouble, you want Yahweh's righteousness' sake to bring you out of the trouble. And of your mercy, cut off my enemies and destroy all them that afflict my soul, for I am your servant. It is, it dealt with all three. His mercy, his name, and his righteousness. And you got to understand this. I want you to see this in the book of Deuteronomy, the ninth chapter. Because Yahweh wants you to remember something and not forget it. And let me show you what that is. Starting in the book of Deuteronomy, the ninth chapter. And watch what it says in the fourth verse. Speak not in your heart after Yahweh your Elohim has cast them out from before you, saying, for my righteousness Yahweh has brought me in to possess this land. But for the wickedness of these nations, Yahweh does drive them out from before you. And then he repeats it. Not for your righteousness or for the uprightness of your heart do you go to possess their land. But for the wickedness of these nations, Yahweh your Elohim does drive them out from before you. And that he may perform the word which Yahweh swore to your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Sixth verse. Understand, therefore, that Yahweh, your Elohim, gives you not this good land to possess it for your righteousness. Repeat it again. For you are a stiff-necked people. Remember and forget it not, how you provoke Yahweh your Elohim to wrath in the wilderness. From the day that you did depart out of the land of Egypt until you came to this place, you have been rebellious against Yahweh. This is what we got to know. This is what we got to understand. It's not for our righteousness that we might be saved. It is for the righteousness of Yahweh. So, to even receive this great blessing of Yahweh's righteousness, again, there are things you just, you got to do. Yahweh want to see. You seen where he said the with the merciful, he will show himself merciful. So what do you think he said about righteousness? We read in the book of Hosea, the 10th chapter, it says, sow to yourself in righteousness. Reap in mercy. We got to learn how not only to be righteous, but to receive the righteousness of Yahweh. Watch this. We'll read a few things so we can begin to learn how to order ourselves before Yahweh. Watch what it says in Psalm 71. Because this is going to help us. To understand how Yahweh saves. And then our mind and our heart and our spirit will begin to be fixated on being saved. Watch what it says. Psalm 71. In the first verse, in you, O Yahweh, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to shame. Deliver me in your righteousness and cause me to escape. Incline your ear unto me and save me. Because it's Yahweh righteousness that will get us out of trouble. And this is something that we got to learn. This is something we got to know. Like in the book of Proverbs, the 10th chapter. Watch what it says about the third way that Yahweh has let us know, propose that we might be redeemed and saved. Proverbs, the 10th chapter, the very first verse. The Proverbs of Solomon, a wise son makes a glad father, but a foolish son is the heaviness of his mother. Treasures of wickedness profit nothing, but righteousness delivers from death. And we should notice by now, we should understand this, how righteousness delivers from death. How do you think Noah was saved? Wasn't it by righteousness? Watch this in the book of Genesis. You mean to tell me all we got to do to break off our iniquities is show mercy to the poor? You mean to tell me all we got to do to break off our sins is by seeking righteousness? And all we got to do for Yahweh to save us is call upon the great name by humbling ourselves? Watch this in the book of Genesis, the 7th chapter, the very first verse. And Yahweh said to Noah, watch what he said. Come you and all your house into the ark, for you have I seen righteous before me in this generation. And since Yahweh seemed righteous before him in this generation, what happened? He was delivered. He was saved. As Yahweh said he would be. As Yahweh said he would do. What's this? In the book of Genesis, the 18th chapter. Still dealing with Yahweh's righteousness. He already told us our righteousness is as the uncleanness of a woman. Watch what he said in the book of Genesis, the 18th chapter. 20th verse. And Yahweh said, because the pride of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous, I will go down now, because their sin, they were very wicked. Watch what he said. And see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of it. So you know these things is not just for Israel, but especially Israel. Watch what it says. Which has come to me, and if not, I will know. And the men turned their faces from there, went toward Sodom. But Abram stood yet before Yahweh. And Abram drew near, and you're going to see six things that that Abraham challenged Yahweh with. And watch what they are. And Abraham drew near and said, will you destroy the righteous with the wicked? Come on, Yahweh, will you do that? Destroy the righteous with the wicked? Perhaps. What happens is there are 50 righteous within the city. And what do 50 represent? 50 represents Jubilee. 50 represents freedom, liberty. That's what 50 represents. Whether it's the 50th year, or rather, in the 50th day, such as in the Feast of Weeks. Watch what it says. What if there are 50 righteous that are therein? That be far from you to do after this manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked, and that the righteous should be as the wicked. That be far from you. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right? See the challenge that he gives Yahweh? And watch what Yahweh, look how Yahweh answers him. The 26th verse. And Yahweh says, if I find in Sodom, 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the place for their sake. And why? Because righteousness is in there. Because Yahweh will save. He will redeem for his righteousness' sake. And so if they had righteousness in them, it only can be from Yahweh. And if Yahweh sees this righteousness, he will save. And spare the whole city, not just the righteous. He would even spare even the wicked. If he found 50 righteous in the city. Watch what it says. 27th verse. And Abraham answered and said, because he's still challenging Yahweh. Behold now, I've taken upon me to speak to Yahweh, which am but dust and ashes. And he's very humble, very honorable. Perhaps there shall lack 5 of the 50 righteous. Will you destroy all this city for the lack of 5? And he said, if I find there 40 and 5, I will not destroy it. What do 40 and 5 stand for? Well, 40 and 5, little do people know, 40 is the order of 5, which is Yahweh's judgment. And then and 5, what makes it 45, now you have a double increase, a double blessing. No wonder Yahweh won't do it for 40 and 5. Now you doubly blessed. A double increase. And you notice it just went down 5. But now Abraham want to expedite this thing. So watch what it says. 29 verse, and he spoke to him yet again and said, perhaps there shall be 40 found there. And he said, I will not do it for 40's sake. And 40 is Yahweh's judgment. And he said to him, oh, let not Yahweh be angry, and I will speak. Perhaps there shall be 30 found. Now he's going by tens. And he said, I will not do it if I find 30 there. You mean you don't see Yahweh's mercy? You don't see for his holy name's sake? You don't see for his righteousness' sake? If he found 30, he would spare the whole place. And he said, behold, now I've taken upon me to speak to Yahweh. Perhaps there shall be 20 found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 20's sake. In other words, 20 righteous people. Because this is how much Yahweh loves righteousness. And here it is. We got people who trying to steal your soul. We call them ambassadors of hell. Take your soul from Yahweh to tell you and teach you that you don't have to keep his law. You don't have to keep his Sabbath. And what they're telling you, you don't have to be righteous. And I can assure you, if you're not righteous, if you're not seeking righteousness, do you honestly believe that Yahweh will save you? Yahweh will redeem you for his righteousness' sake. You don't even want righteousness. You don't even like righteousness. You don't even want to do righteousness, but you want to be saved by his righteousness' sake. That's some Christian stuff. That's not Yahweh. Watch what it says. 32nd verse. And he said, oh, let not Yahweh be angry, and I will speak yet but this once. Perhaps 10 shall be found there. And he said, I will not destroy for 10's sake. And Yahweh went his way as soon as he has left communing with Abram. And Abram returned to his place. Now do you see how important what Yahweh would do for his righteousness' sake? Well, maybe you don't. So let's keep searching. Let's keep teaching. Let's keep showing you. Let's keep proving to you. These are the ways that Yahweh will save. Watch this in the book of Psalm 119. I'm curious. Are these things you would do? Well, Yahweh said, who is blind as my servant? Who is deaf as my messenger? Nobody. So let's really see if you're going to hear. Because he said, you hear, but you observe not. You see, but you do not. Psalm 119. We want to see if you're going to do. Do you tremble at the word of Yah? Do you fear his great name? In the book of Psalms 119, and I'm going to read, let's start at 140. Your word is very pure. Therefore, your servant loves it. I am small and despised, yet do not I forget your precepts. 142. Your righteousness is an everlasting righteousness. And your law is the truth. That's what Yahweh wants you to know. That's what Yahweh wants you to see. That his righteousness is an everlasting righteousness. And you want to sow yourself in righteousness. If you desire to be saved, for his righteousness' sake. Did not he say he will magnify the law and make it honorable? And why? For Yahweh is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. That's why he's going to do that. Because Yahweh want to save you. He want to redeem you. And he's giving you seven different ways to get you to see him, to get you to be saved. Make no mistake about it, many, the mass majority of the people will reject Yahweh and will not take heed unto his words. Let's see about Job. Everybody know Job was righteous and upright, man and sure of evil. But why was he considered so righteous? And you're about to see why. In the book of Job, the 29th chapter. And this is what it says. The fifth verse. Watch what it says. Well, let me start at the first verse because you're going to love this Job. Watch what it says. Moreover, Job continued his parable and said, "Oh, that I were in months past, as in days when Elohim preserved me, when his candle shone on my head, and when by his light I walked through darkness, through the light of Yahweh. As I was in the days of my youth, when the secret of Elohim was upon my tabernacle, when the Almighty was yet with me, when my children were about me, when I washed my steps in butter, and the rock poured me out rivers of oil, when I went out to the gate through the city, when I prepared my seat in the street, the young men saw me, and hid themselves. The age arose and stood up." In other words, this is how honorable and righteous this man was. "The princes refrained from talking and laid their hand on their mouth." Yeah, today they don't do that. Today they would have seen Job today cussing and acting like a fool, telling wickedly. But these people had sense. Watch what it says. "The nobles held their peace, and their tongue clung to the roof of their mouth. When the ear heard me, then it blessed me. When the eye saw me, it gave witness to me. Why did Yahweh give all this to Job? Why was he so blessed? Watch what it says, 12 verse. Because I delivered the poor that cried, the fatherless, and him that had none to help. That's why Yahweh did this for me. The blessing of him that was ready to perish came upon me, and I caused the widow's heart to sing for joy. I put on righteousness, and it clothed me. My judgment was as a robe and a diadem. I was eyes to the blind. Feet was I to the lame. I was a father to the poor. And the cause which I knew not, I searched out. And I broke the jaws of the wicked, plucked the spoil out of his teeth. This is what Job did. This is what the type of man he was. No wonder Yahweh said this in the book of Ezekiel. I understand it now. I can see it now. In the book of Ezekiel, the 14th chapter, the 12th verse. The word of Yahweh came again unto me, saying, Son of man, when the land sins against me by trespassing grievously, then will I stretch out my hand upon it, will break the staff of the bread thereof, will send famine upon it, will cut off man and beast from it. And when Yahweh do that, watch what it says. Though these three men, Noah, Daniel, and Job, were in it, they should deliver but their own souls by their righteousness, says Yahweh of hosts. In other words, Yahweh come to destroy everything. He's not going to destroy these three, because these three actually he's seen exactly what he was looking for in everybody. And that's righteousness. If I cause noisome beasts to pass the land, they spoil it so that it is desolate, that no man may pass through because of the beast. So these three men were in it, as I live, says Yahweh. They shall deliver neither sons nor daughters. They only shall be delivered. The land shall be desolate. Yahweh just wiped the land away. But these three will still be in it. If I bring a sword upon the land and say, sword, go through the land, so that I cut off man and beast from it. Though these three men were in it, as I live, says Yahweh, they shall deliver neither sons nor daughter, but they only shall be delivered. Or if I send a pestilence into that land, pour out my fury upon it in blood, cut out from it man and beast, though Noah, Daniel, and Job are in it, as I live, says Yahweh, they shall deliver neither son nor daughter. They shall but deliver their own souls by their righteousness. Because that's how much Yahweh loves righteousness. But watch this, 21st verse. For thus says Yahweh, how much more when I send my four grievous judgments upon Jerusalem, the sword, the famine, noisome beasts, and the pestilence, to cut off from it man and beast. If he did this, watch what this 22nd verse say. Yet behold, therein shall be left a remnant. And why? Why would Yahweh leave a remnant? That shall be brought forth. People talking about the remnant, talking about they the remnant. How can you be the remnant and you don't understand how Yahweh will save? how Yahweh will redeem. Watch what it says. Behold, they shall come forth. Or, yet, behold, therein shall be left a remnant that shall be brought forth, both sons and daughters. Behold, they shall come forth unto you, and you shall see their way. Because how is their way? Perfect. And their doings, and how are their doings? Righteous. And you shall be comforted concerning the evil that I've brought upon Jerusalem, even concerning all that I've brought upon it. And they shall comfort you when you see their ways and their doings. And you shall know that I have not done without cause all that I have done in it, says Yahweh. Now do you see the importance of righteousness and how Yahweh will save through righteousness? Well, I'm not convinced. So I'm going to show you some more. In the book of Daniel, watch what it says. Daniel, the 9th chapter. In the book of Daniel, the 9th chapter. And this is a prayer that Daniel began to say. And watch what he says. We'll start at the 13th verse. This is what it is. As it is written in the law of Moshe, all this evil shall come upon us, and it is this day, because it is written in the law of Moses. Yet may we not our prayer before Yahweh our Elohim, that we might turn from our iniquities and understand your truth. This is what we call people to do. Exactly what Daniel doing. To say our prayer before Yahweh. To turn from our iniquities. How you do that? Showing mercy to the poor. And to understand it's true. In other words, to make the crooked thing straight. That's what we call the leaders of Israel to do. Therefore, as Yahweh watched upon the evil, brought it upon us, for Yahweh Elohim is righteous in all his works, which he does, for we obey not his voice. And now, Yahweh our Elohim, that brought your people forth out of the land of Egypt with a mighty hand, and have gotten you renown as it is this day. We have sinned, we have done wickedly. O Yahweh, watch what it says. According to all your righteousness, I beseech thee, which means I beg you, let your anger and your fury be turned away from your city Jerusalem, your holy mountain, because of our sins and for the iniquities of our fathers. Jerusalem and your people have become a reproach to all that are about us. Please, Yahweh, let your righteousness be turned away, or your righteousness be upon us, that you might turn away from this fierce anger. Watch what it says in the 18th verse. O my Elohim, incline your ear and hear. Open your eyes and behold our desolations and the city which is called by your name. For we do not present our supplications before you for our righteousness. but for your great mercies. That's why we're doing this, Yahweh. That's why we're praying, Yahweh. That's why we will fast before you 40 days and 40 nights, Yahweh. For your mercy's sake, Yahweh. For your holy name's sake, Yahweh. For your righteousness, Yahweh. Please save us. This is why we're doing what we're doing. So you can hear us. So you can save us. So you can redeem us, Yahweh. Watch what it says in the book of Daniel, the 12th chapter. This is how I know that everybody listening, some won't listen at all. They just turn their ear from this whole thing, from hearing the laws of Yahweh. But the scripture says even his prayer shall be an abomination. So that's on him. Watch what this says. Daniel, the 12th chapter, the first verse. And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince who stands for the children of your people. And they shall be a time of trouble. And that's all we've been talking about is trouble. Such as never was since there was a nation, even to the same time. And at that time, your people shall be delivered. Everyone that shall be found in the written in the book. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake. Some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And they that are wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. In other words, the brightness of the heaven. And they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. Now, that's what the teacher is supposed to be doing. Turning people, turning many to righteousness as the stars of heaven. And the only way you can turn to righteousness is that you do righteous things. Keep his laws, his commandments, statutes, and judgment. I'm going to show you what righteousness is. But right before I show you that in the book of Daniel, the fourth chapter, and we read this, but we're going to read it again so you can understand it. People don't want to pay tithes. People don't want to give to the poor. People don't want to help the widow or the fatherless. What do you think tithes is for? The widow, the fatherless, the poor, the needy, the Levite, the stranger. That's what it's for. I'm not going to pay that. Yeah, that's showing a lot of mercy to the poor. Watch this in the book of Daniel, the fourth chapter. At the 27th verse. Therefore, O king, let my counsel be acceptable to you. Watch what it says. Break off your sins by righteousness. That's how you break off your sins. By doing righteousness. And your iniquities. By showing mercy to the poor. If it may be lengthening of your tranquility. Don't you see how you can eradicate your sins, eradicate your iniquities. And as you can see, nobody had to die and be sacrificed. You didn't have to kill no animal. You didn't have to kill no goat, no lamb, no bullock. All you got to do is break your sins by righteousness. And show mercy to the poor for your iniquities. That's all you got to do. You don't have to kill nothing. Nothing has to die. Not even you. And watch what it says in the book of Deuteronomy. The 29th chapter, Deuteronomy 29. And that's Deuteronomy 6. Deuteronomy 6. Now, I'll give you a second to get there. Deuteronomy 6. This is what it says. And we're going to start reading at the 24th verse. And Yahweh commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear Yahweh our Elohim for our good always, that he might preserve us alive as it is this day. And it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments before Yahweh our Elohim, as he has commanded us. That's our righteousness. The third way that Yahweh will save, the third way that Yahweh will use to redeem, deliver, and save his people. So once again, it's up to you. And we're going to bring all seven different ways before you so you can really understand and know how much of a chance Yahweh is giving you to save you and redeem you. And we just do three. His mercy's sake, his holy name's sake, and for his righteousness' sake. And we're going to bring the other seven to you. So until tomorrow, Yahweh love you, and so do I. Shalom.